Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier you. Today we are talking about the interview process. Raise your hand if you like to interview. Is anybody raising their hand right now? I don't think so. Probably because you're on the subway and that's weird, or you're in your car and that's dangerous, or because you don't like interviewing, which is the majority of us. I know very few people who actually really enjoy the interviewing process, and understandably so. It's so stressful. It's awkward. You don't really know what's going to happen, even as much as you prepare for various situations. So it's just unpredictable and not very fun. But unfortunately, it's unavoidable, especially to get a new job. So I'm here to help with that process and help you kick ass in the interview. And with a few helpful tips, hopefully we can master the interview process together. And I just want to remind you, the interview is not just about whether or not you're good enough for that company. It's a two-way street. You're also seeing if you want to work at a place like that. It gives you the chance to see whether or not it's a place you want to work. You have the ability to ask questions. You want to suss out whether or not that opportunity is right for you. So it's not only about them and whether or not you're good enough for them. I want to remind you, it's also for you to see if this company is right for you. So it's a conversation, and it's always going to be stressful, but at least that kind of level sets of it's for you too. And you can have many interviews to even get to the point where you're having an in-person interview, but basically the first interview is a phone call, typically with HR or a recruiter of that company. And the purpose of that is to find out whether or not you even have enough experience to do what you are being asked to do in this role. So whether or not you have the correct experience, enough experience to move forward in the interview process. And it's a compliment that they even found your resume and that you are being considered for this position. So the first interview with HR is your opportunity to really show how well your skills align with the role. And I want to encourage you, it's also going to be an opportunity for them to ask where you are salary-wise, but I want to encourage you to deflect that question. You don't want to answer that question, and we'll get into that in future episodes when we're talking about salary negotiations, but basically you don't want to give them any information in regards to your salary. Let's say you've already had your HR interview. Now you are meeting with the hiring manager. So the hiring manager is super important because this person is actually the person who you might be working for. So this is the person you really want to impress and you really want to have a good conversation with and have a very natural conversation. Ask questions of, they have the best sense of what the job is actually going to entail, and you want to just seem very approachable, easy, and likable in this process. You want to make sure that this is somebody you might actually like to be your boss. So like I mentioned at the beginning, it is that two-way street to see if it's a right fit for both parties. So this person sort of in charge of the who's going to be hired for the role, it's an opportunity for you to really impress them with your skills. So before you have the interview, there's so much you can do to really prepare, and so that you, when you walk in there, you are that your most confident self. And one of those things is research. You really want to research the role, the job description. You want to research the company, how they've been portrayed in the news lately. You want to research the person you're interviewing with. Being able to answer the questions that are challenging of, okay, well, if you were in my shoes, what would you recommend us doing in this situation? Or what feedback do you have in XYZ? So you want to be able to come up with not only the understanding of what the job is and the level, the playing field of what that position is, but also looking into the future of the industry and being able to sort of do some creative thinking about how to position your role in that way. So it's not just to show up and sort of just spit out all of the things that you know how to do. It's really to say that you are thinking about this in a holistic perspective and how you can really bring not just the skills and experience to the table, but the creative thinking involved in problem solving and involved in knowing a lot about the industry and showing that you're very curious, you're reading, you're learning, you're constantly learning about all of the different ways that this could be more streamlined or simpler or better. Whatever it is that your area is, you can improve upon it, and showing the hiring manager that you're thinking about these things and being able to answer questions that are some of those tougher big picture questions, I think shows that you're super smart and well prepared for the job at hand. So then you want to research what you should be wearing. And the thing is about this, you don't want to be wearing a suit if it is a place where people are wearing jeans every day. You want to really match what you're wearing to the atmosphere so it feels like you are already working there, essentially. So you want to maybe dress slightly better than the atmosphere, but you don't want to dress too professionally to wear it doesn't fit the atmosphere. So if it's a startup, they're not wearing suits. I mean, if it is a financial firm and you're interviewing, they probably are wearing suits. So do your research. You can go on their Facebook page to see if there's any photos of employees, their Instagram account. You can really do a lot of due diligence to see what they might wear and be smart about that. Goes without saying, show up on time. Don't show up early. You can show up maybe max 5 minutes early, but if you're running early, don't show up 20 minutes early. It just shows you have nothing else to do. And so show up 5 minutes early or on time. Give yourself a chance if you need to go to the bathroom, freshen up, check your face, do all that stuff, take some deep breaths. Don't be late. Just don't do it. It doesn't look good. You give yourself plenty of time with all the traffic or construction, et cetera, that you may have to deal with. Give yourself plenty of time so you're not stressed as you're preparing for your interview. So when you're there, as you know, show up with your body language, give a nice firm handshake, look them in their eyes, smile. You know, the thing is, I want you to be yourself. Be authentically you in this interview. Don't be some stuffy version of you. Be a professional version of you, but still be you. You know, you have a personality. Use it. You know, if there's an opportunity to have a joke or show some of your personality, I want you to take that chance. You know why? Because people want to work with good people. They want to work with people that'll be fun to work with. And you want to show that you can be fun to work with. And so by showing your personality, you're really showing that you are not only capable, but you're also likable and you're also can be really fun to work around too. So you want to take it seriously, but I think it's also okay to show your personality because that's who you're bringing with yourself every day to the office. Beyond that, come prepared with questions. So you want to get a sense of what the job entails. So maybe what does a typical day or week look like in this job, or what are you really looking for in this role, or what does success look like for you in this position, or what are some of your goals in 6 months for this position, or a year in this position? What would you like to see happen? And maybe what's your favorite part or a favorite project that you worked on, so you can get the other person talking about themselves and the atmosphere there. And then that allows you to really suss out whether or not it's going to be a great fit for you. And so getting them to talk about what they really enjoy gives a good sense of what that can be. Always be sure to follow up after your interview with a thank you. So you can do that via email, and you can also do a handwritten thank you note. And I would recommend doing both. You want to do the things that other people aren't doing, and a lot of your peers are not writing handwritten thank you notes. So be the person that writes the handwritten thank you note. Bring a thank you note with you to the interview so you can just drop it in the mail after your interview when all the details are fresh in your head, and it will likely show up the next day. I think that's really smart. Also do an email within 24 hours after your interview, and then that way you can follow up with any links that you maybe have referenced in your interview or any other examples that you wanted to share And I just think it's really smart to appreciate the time that they gave you because they're busy. Think about them. Like, they have a job to do and they still have to have this position open and they have to fill it and they have to have all these interviews. And it takes a lot of time and it's stressful for the hiring manager to have an open position. So put yourself in their shoes and appreciate the opportunity that they gave you to come in and share your experience. And anything you can do to go above and beyond, so that handwritten thank you note and that showing that appreciation just is that much better when it comes to selecting a candidate to show, to decide between if you want to hire the person that is grateful and interesting and has great experience, but also is, shows appreciation, or that other person who maybe thinks that they're entitled to that role because they have a good experience and they think they deserve it. Like, go in with the confidence of the fact that you probably do deserve it, but show appreciation for the time that they're giving you. So that's it. That's all I have for today. As always, email me if you have any questions at all, kickassinyourlife@gmail.com. I do this for you. I want to help you. So please email me any questions you have. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend, subscribe, write a review and rate it. That helps others find it. And as always, and you can always dig deeper on the site, kickassin.life, with more information. So go kick ass in your career. Until next time.